Emma.
Good evening, everybody. I'm honored to be here tonight as invited by Minister Omolola, one of the ladies that love so much and I respect and I thank God for. She's a blessing. She's bold. She's beautiful. And I'm grateful to God that she's doing this. Thank you for doing this. The Lord bless you abundantly. I want to thank God for my sister that just finished ministering. You blessed me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I honor every one of you. Everyone. You're so special. I thank God for the way God brought us together. I thank God for your husband, your children. And we're grateful to God that you are the gift of God to us in this world. I want to thank my sister, one of the speakers, Minister Debola. I see all that you are doing, blessing lives all around the world. I don't know if she's there or she's left, but I want her to please know that she's loved, she's honored, and she's appreciated. Few minutes and I'll be done tonight. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you, Omolola, on the book. Welcome to our club. By God's grace, I've published 109 books. My books are on yes, and it's a powerful ministry because where you can't get to your books, get there. It's a powerful ministry, and I welcome you heartily, and I pray that the Lord will continue to multiply you and do you well in the name of Jesus. Thrive in your becoming. Thrive in your becoming. That's a command that Samuel is giving us, is giving to us. Thrive, blossom, bloom in your becoming. Now, someone is commenting 109 books. Yes, that doesn't make me superior to you at all. At all. I may inspire you, I may encourage you, but I'm not your hero. You are your hero. Because a lot of times, this is what puts pressure on us as human beings. Hey, this person has done this. Hey, that person. No. Please be inspired by people, but don't let anybody make you feel that you're a failure because we're not a failure. There may be things I've done that you have not done, or you may never done, you may never do, but there are things that you are capable of doing that I will never be able to do. You are your hero. So learn to celebrate yourself and be happy and be excited about what you're doing. You are in the house taking care of your children. You are the hero. I'm telling you. Just make sure that your life is not dependent on anybody, including your husband. I don't care if I am misunderstood. Your financial life must not be dependent on anybody. Your father did not send you to school so that you just sit down and be waiting for one man to come and be giving you money. Even if you are living with children that have challenges, hey, my baby is autistic. Hey, something is happening. You can still work from home. You can still earn money. The hand of the giver is always at the top. Gone are the days when women will just sit at home and say, you know, this season now, I will just, it is whatever. No. You don't eat from anybody's table, crumbs from anybody's table, not at all. You can still make money. My books are on Amazon. You can sell pure water. You can sell anything. No man wants a liability around him. No man. The man may not tell you, but it's the truth. Every man is a psychologist. You must contribute something. You must put something on the table. No man wants you to be a parasite. So don't live a parasitic life. I understand that life is not lived in years. Life is lived in seasons. So there may be a season of your life when you have to put your career on hold. But please don't sit down there and say, well, my husband is wealthy, he's rich, and that's all. No. There is a fulfillment that comes when a woman brings something from with her life, when a woman does something with her life. I graduated. I have a first degree 20 something years ago. In few weeks' time, maybe like 6 weeks' time, I'm going to be 60. But I just went back to school to study law. I just went back to school 1 month, less than 1 month now. I got my room in the university. I'm a grandmother of nine. I'm busy. When you say a woman is busy, ask me. I'm in business full-time. I'm in ministry full-time. I'm a pastor's wife full-time. I'm a global preacher. I've traveled around the world by God's grace. But I have made up my mind that I will live till I die. That is how to thrive in becoming. Yes, a degree in law. And I don't want to practice as a lawyer. I only want to teach. So when I'm done with this, I'll go for my master's. Before I'm 70, I will have my PhD. And then in the evening of my life, when I can no longer run around preaching, I want to begin to hype the gospel inside law and teach and raise the next generation. If Jesus tarries, I must live till I die. When it is time for death to come, I'm going to give death a run of its life. He will chase me. He will not meet me. Death will not meet me in the valley. Death will meet me climbing another mountain. That's how I want to live. And that is how to thrive in your becoming. I read English language in the university. So becoming is a present continuous word. It's present continuous. You cannot say, I have become. That's all. Praise the Lord. Hey, oh, Israel, to your tent. No. You must continue to become. Be a better wife if you are married. And please let me say this. Do not let anybody make you think that if you are not married, you are inferior. No. Marriage does not complete anybody. We have put too much pressure on women. Hey, marriage, 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 marriage. No. If you are an incomplete single person, you will meet and marry an incomplete single man, and you will have an incomplete marriage. That you are not married does not mean you are inferior. Job, I'm a Christian, so the Bible is what gives me life. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13, verse 2. When God begins to repeat himself, it is suicidal to ignore it. Job 12, 3 and Job 13, 2 says, what you know, I am not inferior to you. It's in the Bible. I am not inferior to you. So that somebody is married, that's their status. Let me tell you this, and I want you to please hear it very well. The title MRS, Mrs. MRS, when we remove it from your name, Mrs. Funke Felix Adejumo, when we remove MRS from your name, whatever remains is your true value. Whatever remains is who you are. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. And Sarah herself. That's what the Bible says. Forget about the people that are taking it to the extreme. Hey, feminism. Hey, yeah, women something. No, 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 no. This is Bible. God did not create you from the feet. He didn't create you from the head. He created you from the side. There is nothing wrong with a woman becoming great. Encourage your daughters to be great. Don't let your children, because it's a cultural thing. What is culture? What's the definition of culture? Group behavior. That's the definition. A company can have a culture. A church can have a culture. But the body of Christ has a culture. Islam, Muslims have a culture. It's group behavior. Do not allow culture make you feel that you are less than what God created you to be. God is fantastically strategic about you. Psalm 139, verse 14. I love the Message translation. He is fantastically strategic about you. If you open your brain, this call, you will know that it's not just for wig. You will know that you have between 10 and 14 billion cells inside this thing. It's not inferior to a man's womb. Your daughter is not inferior to your son. Don't let the devil, you know, the devil has bastardized it. We don't even know what women are saying now. We're saying the Bible. You're not inferior to a man. A man is not inferior to a woman. Not at all. We are all God's creature. So don't let marriage demean you. Don't let marriage relationship make you feel less than who you are. I've been married 38 years. I am one of the most happily married women on earth. Even the devil knows. But my husband is secure enough to let me shine. So let me give expression to the grace of God, the graces of God on my life. So if you are not yet married, don't marry someone that will eat up your destiny. in the name of marriage. A true friend will let you shine. A true friend will allow you to be better. So marry your friend. Who is a friend? Someone that knows where you stand and yet is faithful. Thrive in becoming. Just before I pray, I want to mention these things. And I want to take you back to Hagar. Hagar, H-A-G-A-R, was Sarah, Mrs. Abraham's household, her maid. That lady did not plan, did not beg Sarah or beg Abraham to take her along. They took her along because she was their maid. Fast forward, they got married and they did not have children. She didn't beg that somebody should sleep with her. It was Sarah that went to her and said, come and sleep with my husband. And I don't have the time to go deep into that. Please don't be so trusting to be careless. God comes late when he wants to come big. Don't use your tiny wristwatch to set God's table clock. God is too organized to be absent-minded. He has not forgotten you. Don't look for plan B. God is too organized to be absent-minded. It was Sarah that told that lady to come and sleep. Now let's have a pictorial image. That night or that afternoon, when she was sleeping with Abraham, what was Sarah doing? Was she pacing around the house? Did she sit in front of the room? Do you know what that means? For another woman to be sleeping with your husband while you are aware, consciously aware, was Hagar moaning during the sex? Was Hagar screaming, maybe because she was a virgin? Can you imagine the torture that Sarah went through because she wanted a child? And the moment Hagar realized that she was pregnant, because she didn't even, maybe she didn't expect it. Daddy slept with me. I'm carrying daddy's baby. She began to misbehave. And Sarah sent her out. I'm not concentrating on Sarah tonight. I'm speaking on Hagar. Many times when we look at Hagar, we just condemn her. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, she's an ingrate. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yes, there's an aspect to that. But that's not what I'm looking at tonight. We're looking at how to thrive while you are becoming. She left the house. She fled. But my point is Genesis 16. 8. The angel met her and said to her, return to thy mistress and submit yourself under her hands. Return. That's the word I want to share with you tonight before I pray. Return. Return. That's the starting point for thriving in your becoming. Some of you, because of situations, things that have happened, you hanged your dreams on the shelf. The books you wanted to write, the songs you wanted to compose, the calls you wanted to make, because somebody let you down, because marriage happened, because you had children, because. What is your because? You've got to thrive. It is your responsibility to thrive. It is your God-given responsibility to thrive while you're becoming. And the Holy Ghost will ask me or instruct me to tell you tonight, return. The angel said to her, return. Hagar, what you carry in your womb is Abraham's seed. He must not be born in the wilderness. Return. Return to a place of safety where there is roof, where even Sarah will nurture the baby with you, where Abraham, the owner of that pregnancy, will be there to see you when you are delivering, to see you when you carry the baby, to see you when you nurture, to see you and provide life for this boy. Return. Some of you, somebody wronged you and you gave up. I will never trust any man again. I don't want to marry again. Return. Everybody has written books. I don't think I can write. Return. The way I'm feeling, I have failed. It is not failure. It is a feedback. Who hasn't failed before? Come and ask me. Successful people fail and then they just fail forward. There are things I wish I didn't say. In my 60 years on earth, there are things I wish I didn't do. But you see, it is not a failure. It is a feedback. Return. Pick up that relationship again. Pick up that dream again. Come back to Abraham's roof. Let there be a roof on that baby's head. Let me tell you something. You cannot incubate just anywhere. There are too many abortionists in the world. They want to abort that dream with their mouth, with their look, with intimidation, with their successes, with everything. You cannot incubate your dream, your becoming, your thriving just anywhere. Know your tribe and belong to your tribe. Israel was one nation, but 12 tribes. Know your tribe. In some tribes, all they do is gossip. What is lipstick? What is hair? What is... In some tribes, all they do is inspire and challenge. Know your tribe. In Luke chapter number 1, the moment that Mary got pregnant, she looked for her tribe. She went to Zechariah's house. You cannot incubate just anywhere. There are too many abortionists in the world. And please hear the next thing I'm about to say. Your life has a voice. Your life has a voice. Your life has a voice. I wish I can say that with a microphone. Your life has a voice. It is your voice. And that voice is different from the voice or the voices of any other of other people, of their success, the voice of their judgments, the voice of their misunderstanding, the voice of their misinterpretation. Your voice is different from the voices of other people's opinions, other people's successes, other people's failure, other people's impression of you, other people's opinion of you. Opinion is the cheapest commodity on earth. Anybody can afford it. Why will you let people that don't contribute nothing to your life determine how you feel about yourself? Return so that you can start thriving in your becoming. It is your own. Please hear me as I close. Refuse to be an extra in the movie of your life. Let me drink water so you understand what I'm saying. Read the book of Psalm. You will hear Selah. I drink another one. Refuse to be an extra in the movie of your life. Be the script writer. Be the producer. Be the movie director. Be the stage manager. And with your pen, script out some people from your life. When you watch movies that has series, a movie that has series, at times you may not see something, say, they scripted that person out. Scripted out. Refuse to be an extra in the movie of your life. Script some people out of your life. They are wasting your time. And I have good news for you. As we go into 2023, stars don't die. Oh, my Chantele Bazandara. Hey, sometimes my son and I were watching a movie. Hey, darling, they have killed him. Hey, you see, the man, we just, and then he said, ah, this can only be in a movie. Try the star. Be the star. Learn to play that role in the movie of your life. God is comfortable, God is not agitated. God is comfortable to share this planet Earth. The Bible tells us in Psalm 115 verse 16, the heaven and heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. It's a gift of God to you. Be the star. Stars don't die. That's how to become. That's how to thrive. Stop taking permission to be the star. Stop collaborating with your prosecutors in the court of life. Somebody said you are ugly. See your head, see your nose. See, and that's what you are rehearsing. You are collaborating with your prosecutor. Go before the mirror and say, I love myself. Hey, FFA. God spent extra time when he was creating you. Laugh in the front of people that hate you. It kills them. That's how to become. That is how to become. That is how to thrive, bloom, blossom. For your information, the Lord cometh. The Lord Jesus will soon come. I want you to give your life to him as a gift when he comes. Remember my opening statement. I've made up my mind to live till I die. When death comes calling, death will not meet me in the valley. Death will meet me conquering again. Death will meet me climbing another mountain. I've told myself, I shall not die as a woman. I shall die as an institution. That if Jesus tarries, when I'm gone, he'll still be doing research about my life. I just want to pray one prayer for you as you move into 2023. In our ministry, we are fasting. Today is the 10th day of our fast. So we're praying for October. That's what we do every year. In the last 28 years, this is what we've been doing. We fast from December 1 to December 12. Each day, we pray for the month. So on the first, we prayed for January. Today is the 10th day of our fast, and we are praying for October. Tomorrow, we pray for November 2023. And then on Monday, we pray for December 2023. And God spoke to our hearts, my husband and I, that in 2023, that year may be tough for people, but it will be our year of mega grace. Mega grace. Mega. Everywhere you look, there will be graces, 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 graces. Mega grace. Zechariah chapter 4. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Lufunke Felix Adejimo? And the Bible says, not by power, not by might. We're going to be living inside Goshen, no matter how terrible it is. CNN is talking, CBN is talking, this one is talking. It's going to be, hey, there's recession. We live in Goshen. Our economy is not controlled by this world. This is controlled from heaven. Our headquarters is in heaven. We refuse to fear their fear. We refuse to die their death. I pray in the name of Jesus as we move into the new year, 2023. gratitude in our hearts, there shall be graces for you. God will be unusually kind to you. Everything that has your signature will thrive and boom and bloom and blossom in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the monarch of the universe. It shall be well with you. Nothing good in your life will die. And I pray concerning this new book, that Jehovah will give this book great wings like the eagle to soar to the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. I love you all. I'm honored to serve you tonight. You are all beautiful and fantastic. And I bring you greetings again from the United States of Nigeria, the headquarters of God. Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, Mommy. For people that do not know, Mommy, she's the one that forwarded this book. And she encouraged everybody to read it, to thrive, not just for 2023, but to continue to thrive for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Mommy, so much for mentoring me, for taking me as your daughter, for being a role model, even unto many of us. We are so grateful. Thank you. And as you have prayed for us, I pray for you and your family as well, that the Lord will continue to take you up high. You will never go down in the name of Jesus. All the things that you have, that you desired in your heart to do, to even scale to the ends of the earth, the Lord grants you the grace and the Lord grants you the strength in the name of Jesus. You will do more than what you even desire in your heart, but the Lord God Almighty will grant unto you that grace to do much more that you can even imagine in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, ma. I give
you thank you. Good night. Bye. Thank you. Bye.